between the ages of 7 and 13, we lived by a train track. No matter how much energy I had, when the train would start coming from the distance that I could hear it, I would be unconscious. And in a lot of ways, I think that has benefited me tremendously in hindsight, because like if I needed to go to sleep right now, I would just have to open the window and that sound would trigger it.
Sounds impact us on a very deep level and
huge
they can trigger
way.
Us.
This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
All right, Vayner Nation, we're continuing on this podcast live from Cannes Lions 2023. And we have a wonderful conversation brewing. I really like this format of having multiple different people from different perspectives. I'm going to let my next guest introduce his full name and what he does, and we'll get right into it, my friend.
Hey, I'm Michael Wirich, and I'm the co-founder of Mindspa. Mindspa is a company that puts sound first and, you know, tries to tell the world that sound can be more than just sound, music can be more than just music, can be medicine. It can heal, and that's what we've been doing for the past more than 13 years. Yeah, it's been great.
So let's double click into that. Music can heal. I think for a lot of people, there when I think about this audience that's listening, my gut hot take is 25-30% of the audience is going to understand that sentence,
yeah.
And that 70% is not. We're going to say, what does that even mean? Why don't you break that part down? Because I think that's what really inspires me to have you on.
Sure. Well, naturally, I think we're all connected to music, right? So
yep.
What we spotted early on is that music can affect and impact people emotionally and could even heal kind of certain situations that modern medicine couldn't touch, right? People connect to music in a very, very special way. And we try to figure out why that is and what properties does music have that can impact people on such a deep level. And so we went on, we did a bunch of research. We understood that, you know, there are certain sounds that impact people positively and there's certain sounds that impact people negatively, especially sounds of nature. Actually, just the way that your body reacts to the sounds of nature has a certain magic to it, a certain
sure.
property to it. And when we started studying, analyzing, looking at the scientific studies about music, we understood that there is a lot going on within the property of the sound. And if you record it the right way, if you record the right sounds, if you add certain frequencies and you add certain technology to it, within, even 20, 25 minutes, you can have a very deep impact on a person's state of mind, on the way they sleep, on their stress level. And that's what we've been studying. That's what we've been producing. We actually, you know, went all over the world, more than 3,000 locations, extracting sound in 3D binaural from nature. So like forests, jungles, deserts, whatever have you. We brought those sounds, extracted them, created this soundtrack of Earth, and then, you know, layered it with beautiful music and audio technology. And impacting people.
So how does I know there's a lot of entrepreneurs. I'm going to get back to the macro thesis because I think it's really profound. In the micro, what does the business actually do?
So we have an app, a mindfulness app, with 25-minute audio journeys. It's a subscription service.
Yep. How much is it?
It's $95 a year.
Okay.
Over 10 million downloads today already. So we have customers all over the world, mainly the U.S., but you know, we've built it ourselves. We built it from scratch. We did it self-funded.
Is the U.S. a leading market because of just a size and scope of the U.S.? Is it because you purposely have marketed there, or is the U.S. audience starting to really discover this form of value from sound, or all of the above?
I think it's a little bit of everything, but there's definitely a level of awareness in that market towards mental health, towards
yeah.
mindfulness, and towards
yeah.
the impact of sound. You know, we have a great example of you know why the world is catching on. It might not be there, but if 100 years ago, you know, we do a selfie together. You know, our teeth might be all messed up. Nobody really knows about toothpaste.
Yep.
And I run there and say, "Look, I have toothpaste." Everybody's like, "You know,
who
what is it?
Shit?
What do you do? What is
yep.
this shit?" Now we have the selfie culture. Everybody has white teeth. It's like the level of awareness is there. Like, there's no question about it. I think there's a very similar situation today with mental health, where, you know, we're used to brush our teeth twice a day, morning
yep.
and evening, but we're not used
to. Some
of
us.
Yeah, well,
Seth,
some of it.
Seth's
yeah.
only one time a day
I'm
guy.
I'm sorry, man.
Are you three set? Oh, God.
But we're not used to, you know, doing the same thing with our minds. Like, we're exposed to a lot of information. And,
yep.
and you know more than anybody about
oh
how
God,
much
I'm
content we're exposed to
of
every
course.
Single day. Not all of it is positive. Some of it is malicious. Some of it is kind of manipulating your subconscious
I mean,
mind
good,
into
good,
purchasing.
I mean, good news. Long before we had the internet, people had information being sent to them that was positive and negative.
For sure.
I mean, it's just World War II was not started by the internet.
100%.
You know, so I think to your point, like, you know, positive and negative inputs into the human brain has been a consistent, to your point and a lot of people's point, I think that the volume of inputs are there, but I actually think that the volume of inputs have given people options. You know, all three of us are from a different part of the world that has had a lot of tension for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. I think we actually have more opportunity to find positivity today than our great, great, great grandparents. But to your point, which I think is where I want to go with this, is how new is this? Or is this actually something that's old? I think one of the things that's most interesting to me right now is that all my health and wellness friends, both mentally and physically, 80% of the shit that they get excited about and tell me about, my great grandma Anya pushed on me. They're like, go outside and walk on the grass barefoot. I'm like, shit, Grandma Anya used to tell me that as a kid. They're like, rub this wheat on your head. I'm like, shit, Grandma. Like almost, it's fascinating to me, to your point, with the health and wellness movement, which I think is profoundly awesome, a lot of things that people are like hot on and are selling in LA and New York for very, very big dollars are things that I, as a child who was born in the USSR and came to the US early in my life, I felt like the weird kid because my grandparents and my great grandparents were pushing all these, you know, alternative things on me that now seemingly seem to be gaining momentum. This East-West conflict, historically, is there a historical precedent for sound being medicine or healing or mental stuff?
Well, definitely in Eastern cultures and the Far East, especially sound has been used for medicine. To your point, though, and you know, I agree. There's a lot of easy things we can do to get our minds to feel better. But I think there's a big difference with the lifestyle and how our grandparents grew up and the lifestyle of people today, right? So there's a lot of people that you'd never just see them go outside. They're you know, they're stuck behind their computers, stuck behind their phones. And so to be able to integrate something like that into the current modern lifestyle, I think that's a big one. And there is definitely something new in terms of tech. So we're not just using sound. We've actually tested very specific frequencies. We've tested the impact of binaural beats, which is how you deliver sound to the right and left ear in slightly different frequencies. Sure. So there's some tech behind this that helps the mind absorb it a lot quicker. And, you know, one of the places, for example, that is where our app is super popular because we recorded nature, you know, places like Dubai, places where there is no nature, like there's no bird sounds, there's no greenery. You can't find it anywhere you go out. And so being able to bring people into that world very quickly in 3D audio, where you just sort of get lost into it.
How did you even get into this? Why did this happen?
It's a lot to unpack. But we, you know, when we met, we kind of understood that we
Who's we?
Myself and my co-founder, Platin as well.
Yeah.
We're both either in the entertainment, music, hospitality businesses. Those were the kind of the raw ingredients, if you will. Mm-hmm. And a few things we saw in common. There's a lot of unhappy people out there. Yeah. Money isn't a
definitely
factor.
If you're in a hospitality late night business, you learn very quickly how much money doesn't buy happiness.
Exactly right. Yeah. Exactly. That's exactly what we saw, and we're both in that sphere. And then both somehow involved with music. You know, my partner was organizing very large events with musicians, and he could always pick and choose and see the people that are doing it from the heart or people that are doing it for money.
Makes sense.
I had a small record deal as a hip-hop artist as well, so I knew the impact of music. And so when we set together...
That humble brag was amazing, by the way.
No, I'm not even...
No, I'm kidding. I'm giving you love.
I'm not plugging it. So when we got together, we're like, look... we're just seeing a lot of unhappy people.
Yes.
We're seeing, mobile phones coming up, people getting a little bit more lonely, sitting in social media. We're like, this does not end well for mental health. We have some ingredients that we love about music. We're seeing unhappy people. Let's try to figure out what can be done. Went into like a whole journey of research. We thought it was going to take a year or two. It took like over 10 years to actually come up with something that was...
That's the naivete of kids. Yeah, we're going to figure this out in 2 minutes.
Well, the app industry wasn't that big. Like, we didn't know we want to do an app. We just wanted to know we want to do like a program, something with sound. And then it all shaped into being what it became. So it was like...
What's the most exciting or surprising thing, you know, a decade plus into this journey? Like, give me the quick state of the union right now. Like, what is the biggest observation or exciting thing when you and your partner look at it? Like, where do you feel like you're making the biggest impact? What was the biggest surprise? What's like kind of the punchline or the aha at this exact second.
A couple months ago, we got an email from Rutgers University in New Jersey saying, guys, we just want to tell you we did a study with your app. This is, so they told us after the fact.
Yeah.
They used medical workers 30 days using our app. They said they've never seen anything like this. They haven't even seen it with anxiety medication like this. There was a drop in stress level of 80% across the board for participants in the study. You know, us being European based and then have a U.S. university do that and come out and say, look, we're going to publish this in a medical university, in a medical journal, was a really big aha moment.
It's cool.
From that moment, you know, a lot of universities started hitting us up saying, look, let's do studies with ADHD. Let's do study with PTSD. Let's see what happens. But to understand that there is a big impact, but that there is, like you said yourself, there's a huge part of the world that still didn't catch on to this. Like, for whom, you know, mental health is not even a thought.
Of course.
So for us, it's, you know, how can we reach these people in a format that they understand? Like, you know, most apps that are in our stage that, you know, haven't raised yet, they wouldn't do crazy stuff like we did. Like, we shot a movie. We did a whole movie, like a Hollywood 1-hour 40 movie in 3D binaural beat that's out there just to bring people into the ecosystem, to explain visually and with sound where we are today, how we got here, where we're going, and, you know, how sound can have an impact on that.
Before we get out of here, I think, you know, mental health is something that a lot of people are on a journey of trying to understand where they sit and where they don't. You know, I think it's a challenging kind of gray for the human listening on the other side. A thing that I think is a little bit easier for a human to understand is, are they sleeping well? Right? Like, that's kind of like tangible. They're like, well, I don't, I only sleep 3 hours a day, or I wake up 15 times. Just in the last minute we have here today, just to make it very valuable to a lot of listeners, you know, you mentioned it earlier. It's something I think a lot about. You know, a lot of people know me as like, I go hard and I'm who I am. But the reality is, I've never compromised on sleep, ever. Like, I will sleep 10 hours a day if that's, I listen to my body very well.
Yeah.
Like, if I can go hard, great. Like, this week, look, I got a lot to do. But like, this Saturday, if I have to sleep 14 hours to like make up for it, like, I've never thought like, not sleeping is going to make me successful. It's more, while I'm awake, I need to be productive and make shit happen.
Yeah.
I think honestly, I have a level of gratitude and even guilt on how well I sleep. You know, I'm just very thankful. Like, it's very easy for me. I go out like a light. I sleep all the way through. And I, you know, I have a lot going on. And I've always thought that it was because my energy was always in a good place. Like, no matter how, like, I'm too detached from my professional career, so I don't have a lot of anxiety there. And then everything else I really care about only is just the health and well-being of my family. And I've been very fortunate in some ways, unfortunate in other ways. I lost most of my grandparents before I got to know them. But talk to me about what you've seen so far from the sleep thing, because I think that's a quick, real truth for a lot of people. And by the way, I sleep and have in ebbs and flows a lot with sound machines.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
like, it's really mm-hmm. been very, like, it's always been a real fun part. Like, you give me wind, you give me, when I was a child, we lived by a train track. And literally, this is why I'm so fascinated by this. Literally, between the ages of 7 and 13, we lived by a train track. And the train would run on a schedule. And when I tell you, no matter how, and I'm a high energy guy, meaning I was a very high energy kid, no matter how much energy I had, when the train would start coming from the distance and I could hear it, it was by the time the train had left, you know, it takes a minute or two for the whole thing to happen, I would be unconscious. It was almost as if I was trained by that sound. I mean, I don't know if you see this, but I'm literally getting goosebumps right now because I'm like, it was almost as if I was trained by that sound to be like, you know, you think about hypnosis
trigger,
and things.
Like,
yeah,
a trigger.
It was a trigger. And in a lot of ways, I think that has benefited me tremendously in hindsight because, you know, rain, wind, like, if I open a window and it, like, it's windy here in Canada right now, like, if I needed to go to sleep right now, I would just have to open the window and that sound would trigger it. Talk to me what you've been getting feedback-wise from, like, people that are using it to sleep better.
Well, 100%. Look, what you just said only proves the point that sounds impact us on a very deep level and
huge
they can trigger
way.
Us and so on. You know, you're lucky in terms of how you sleep. I feel great gratitude that I can just fall asleep. But mm-hmm. there's, like, 40% of the world that has an issue sleeping.
Dustin, you sleep well or not well? Don't bullshit. Don't look for sympathy. Tell me the truth. Do you sleep well or don't? Yeah. No, overall. Because you have to pee or you just wake up a lot? Got it.
Are you like worried about what you're going to do?
Same. You wake up a lot. Anxiety or just...
Tough to fall
asleep. Got it. What about you? Good or...
I'm still sleeping.
Always. Well, right, like, now, even while your eyes are open.
Percentage-wise, we get the 40% in the room right now, exactly like I told you. So that it's a real thing.
Oh, it's a real thing.
And I think it's one of the core things that we're solving with the app. Like, sleep is the big one, right? Anxiety, of course, but sleep is the big one, both in terms of the study and in terms of specifically how we recorded the sounds. Like, nature, when you get lost in that and you get it in 3D sound, like, your mind is tricked to believe you're somewhere out there. It just helps you fall into sleep.
You give me a cricket and an owl, and I'll show you me sleeping within 30 seconds.
Listen, we should you should do sound bites for V Friends, and then you can
we should.
You get it.
Parting shots, last 30 seconds. What should people know? Where can they find you? Like, take us home.
Yeah, so mindspot.com is the app. You can find it on the App Store. You can find it on the Google Store.
Spell that out, because I'm
saying mindspa.com. Mm-hmm. Also, our movie, mygiftmovie.com. The great thing is, everybody has headphones, but you need headphones for this because of binaural beats, because of how the sound technology works to really take you out there. You need to listen to it in headphones.
Okay.
You can get it anywhere on the online store. Yeah. I think you should just give it a try. I think try to listen to it before you go to bed, and you'll be amazed how quick the reaction is. And come find us. We'll be
very cool. Everybody, thank you for listening. We'll continue this week at Cannes Lions. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.